Our livestock markets remain strong, but in the same token, step back to take a breather. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. That's exactly what we've been seeing over the course of the last few days. The market stepping back and assessing things.
I think you could probably put the excuse for yesterday's sell-off, just end of the month profit taking. All the fundamentals are still positive. Cash, looks like it's going to be stronger this week. Obviously, the kill numbers are down. Boxes have been screaming higher.
That's Chip Nellinger with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing based out of Morton, Illinois.
So all the makings are there for, continuing strength here. You got to be cautious, though. These markets that we're in like this in the cattle market, it's getting pretty long in the tooth as far as the bull market goes. Obviously, the fundamentals are strong, but these markets oftentimes top on the most bullish news. So you still have to be cautious, be very diligent about keeping hedges in place. But right now, it does look like there's some tailwinds here, maybe for continuing new highs in the cattle market.
And on the pork side of things, Chip, last week, of course, we talked about the pork export sales being the lowest level for a long time. But this week's report that just came out here Thursday indicated pretty good export business for both pork and beef.
Yeah, and that's good to see, right? Obviously the trade negotiations going on, and it's been very slow going with China, maybe even non-existent to this point as far as trade talks with China. And so that's obviously a huge issue for our pork market. They're one of the major buyers, obviously, of U.S. pork. So it's good to see that strong number this week bouncing back, and that should help the cause. And, even the cattle, it's slowed down a little bit in here, and obviously higher prices are going to do that. That's what you need to ration demand in a shortage market is rally, but still a positive number on the beef side, and that's always something that is going to help the cause as well when you see positive numbers out there.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.